Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the University of St Andrews Union Debating Society, the oldest and some might say the finest debating society anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
This House has now met to discuss the emergency debate has been raised on the motion that this House should pledge its allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. Speaking in this debate, we'll have representatives from the Students' Union in the form of Director of Representation Sam Fowles and Association President Patrick O'Hare when he arrives, as well as the newly created co-president of the Kate Kennedy Fellowship will come over to introduce themselves and talk about the reasons for their move. We'll also be hearing from the Rector's Assessor and Representative of the Rector, Kate Andrews. Before that, I would like to read a statement sent to me by the President of the KK Club about the reasons why they will not be attending tonight's debate. After that, after we've heard all the opening statements, we'll open the debate to the floor and encourage all of you to give in both your views and your questions to the main people we have here. And we would very much encourage any opinion, any open debate, and any suggestion you have to be raised as far as it relates to this motion. The statement from the President of the Kennedy Club reads as follows. Dear Emmanuel, that's me. In light of our duty to await the upcoming meetings with the Kate Kennedy Trust and the Kate Kennedy Procession Committee, we will not be issuing any further statements. I appreciate your offer to read out a statement to explain the situation. However, everything that we wish to make clear has already been covered in our initial statement to the press. I wish you all the best for the debate this evening. Kind regards, Thomas Pye, President of the KK Club. This was received shortly before 4 p.m. We will now move on to hear the first of a number of statements we will hear from the representatives of the newly formed KK Fellowship. Please.
Sorry, I'm not quite as experienced as most of you in doing this.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Uni Debating Society for hosting this event this evening. I hope this will be the first of a long and constructive conversation, a dialogue, to build what we can with the momentum we have so far. This is something that can be great and can serve everyone in this room. That dialogue so far, should we have continued it as we used to, this room would be half as full. As far as why I'm here today, my sister just submitted her application to be a student at St. Andrews. And I'm here because I believe that an institution that seems steadfast and rock solid in its beliefs can change. I'm not here to see if you will pledge allegiance to a body that you do not yet or maybe not fully understand. I'm here today to see if you believe in a cause that for so long has not even been open to conversation. A cause that belongs to everyone at this university and everyone in this room, regardless of where they're from or who they are.
Today, in a modern world, we believe we have to stand up and say that we believe in equality, in fairness, and beauty in our organisations, because otherwise people will just forget that it's important. We are accountable to society, as the Scottish Parliament, the two Scottish Parliament motions show and support us. The foundation of the Fellowship is, for this university, an occasion to be proud and excited. The responsibility to preserve and celebrate our traditions has now been extended to everybody. The Kate Kennedy tradition belongs to everyone in this room and everyone at the university. It is older and far more precious than any one all-male institution that makes claims of ownership when these traditions are by rights ours, the students. We do not see the foundation of the Fellowship as a reaction against some individuals who have worked hard and succeeded in raising money for charity, who have helped keep the traditions alive. Up until this point, however, over half of the population of this university have been excluded from this conversation unjustly. Instead, this is an opportunity to enfranchise the whole university. In 1926, a club was formed. It was all male. 2 years later, in Britain, women got the vote, the full vote. The club's really been playing catch-up ever since.
We understand, first and foremost, we understand that the following questions have been raised. As far as events goes, the fellowship, with full, unconditional support of the ex-members of the old K. Kennedy Club, Alistair Moffat, the Lord Rector and Chair of the University Court and the Principal's Office and the Scottish Parliament. We are not maintaining a status quo. We will be improving, we will be expanding, and we will be looking at traditions that have fallen by the wayside, and we will be resurrecting them. We want everyone in this university to play a part in the Kate Kennedy procession, including members of the old KK. The fellowship will run the procession, and the university is fully prepared to support us in that. And we will be putting on the best May ball yet.
Every student, if they wish it to be the case, is a member. If you want to have your say, your voice will be heard. The fellows will be a group of leaders, coordinators, who enable members to put their hands to work for this great cause. They will be chosen for their dedication and ability to uphold the Kate Kennedy traditions, regardless of gender, background, anything else. This is a call for all students to join the conversation. The first meeting for all students to take part in the fellowship is on Monday at 7 p.m. Lower College Hall. We look forward to welcoming you there and bringing the Kate Kennedy tradition into the next 600 years. We're making history, all of us. Thanks very much.
Good job, boys.
We'll now hear the views of the Director of Representation for the Student Association, Sam Brown.
Thanks, Emmanuel. I hope you don't mind. I took my gown off because I've already taken up two chairs with it, so I thought for the safety of the hall, I'd just get rid of it. I want to start by saying it's so fantastic to see how many people are here and have chosen to participate in this today. It's very easy to go ahead and just say I don't care. I think it's a lot more admirable to take an interest in ideas and to try and engage. On Monday evening, I put a motion to the SRC to ask them to support the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. And tonight I'd like to do three things. I'd like to share with you all my reasons for putting that motion forward. I'd like to clarify the association's position on the issue. And I'd like to say a few words on my own behalf. Nearly a year ago, actually, I stood in front of you all and I asked you to vote for me for Director of Representation. Tell you the truth, it was actually a slightly smaller group than this. It was a union election, after all. But one of the things I promised to do on that night was to work on widening access. And to be honest, it's been pretty difficult. Particularly as one of the first things I did in office was to fail to stop IUK fees. But the fact is, I could start moaning about that, I could keep moaning about that all year, or I could get up and try something different. So I did a lot of research into widening access. And I asked, apart from fees, what are the barriers to someone coming for to St Andrews, to someone flourishing at St Andrews? And what I came back to again and again was perception. Students are put off because they don't feel like they're going to fit in when they come here. And between you and me, I think that's bollocks. I think we're all a pretty inclusive bunch. I think we're pretty welcoming. But we do have to face the fact that not every aspect of the student community has been welcoming. The fact is that over half of the student community has been ruled out of the guardianship and organisation of one of the most famous traditions simply by virtue of their sex. Reminded of a quote from a David Hare play about a club that sets up arbitrary rules for membership. And he says, not for the pleasure of letting people in, but for the far headier joy of keeping people out. And this is a matter of keeping people out. The old Kate Kennedy Club might ask for your support in this debate. Didn't seem like they wanted that in the end. But I think we should remember that if we're talking about organising a ball or a procession, and the Kate Kennedy procession is a great event, it's an event that's seen all over the country, but if we're talking about organising a ball or a procession or a charity event, they don't want your help. They don't want your support. Indeed, they would say that over half of you would be ruled out from contributing to their ball or their procession or their charity at birth. Of course, you know, they'll let you play in around the sides, they'll let you get involved a bit in order to save face, but they will never let you join the core group. Why? The core group that claims to guard this tradition for the whole university. Why is that? Because you're not capable of guarding a tradition? No, it's because you're a woman. This is fundamentally exclusive. If it was a private club, that would be a different matter. Everyone's free to hang around privately with whoever they want. But the fact is that they lay claim to a public tradition, a tradition that's associated with all of us. And they say that over half of us are not good enough to be involved, and that's not acceptable. I will back anything that makes St Andrews a more inclusive and fairer place. But I'm not going to pretend that for a minute that the mere fact of ending this one particular bit of exclusion is going to make St Andrews some sort of inclusive utopia right from tomorrow morning. What it is a step in the right direction. And I think it would be childish to reject a step in the right direction just because it's a small one. It's the kid who throws the whole cake on the floor because his mum only lets him have one piece. And I thought the SRC as a group who have all stated our commitment to equality and exclusivity should support that step in that direction. And my colleagues overwhelmingly agreed. So what was it then that we actually agreed? Now, there's been a lot of misinformation about this. Some people actually even went as far to say that we set up the fellowship. We didn't.
Shame.
Yeah, thanks, Sonny. Shame. Because we wouldn't have the power to do that. We can't set up random autonomous bodies. Let's be honest, you probably wouldn't want us to have that power either.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed, we didn't even know for sure that the fellowship was going to be established until Sonny and Pat resigned from the old club. Our motion actually noted that Sonny and Pat were proposing that the old club let in women. And only if that proposal was rejected would they resign and found an organisation that did. Now, the SRC resolved to do four things. To recognise the Kate Kennedy Fellowship as the official charitable body associated with the Kate Kennedy traditions. To support the Kate Kennedy Fellowship as it carried out this role. And to recommend to our colleagues on the SSC that they invite the president of the fellowship to attend their meetings, but not to vote. As these would be two bodies that put on the biggest event in St Andrews, it just seems sensible that they coordinate. And finally, to vote again to confirm our support once the fellowship has written a constitution. And we also added an encouragement to the fellowship to strive for the standards of equality and inclusivity that we try to hold ourselves to. So to be clear, we're two separate bodies, but we offer the Kate Kennedy Fellowship our cooperation, our recognition, and our support. Now, I hope the support is going to be more than just saying nice things, particularly as they're now in their formative phrase. We'll offer the fellowship our counsel, our experience, and support should it be sought. And I personally feel that as elected representatives, it's our responsibility to engage and assist with anything that enhances the principles on which we're elected. We have a responsibility to do more than just sit at the sidelines and try and take some credit if it's successful or abandon them alone in the dust if it's not. That's the coward's way of doing business, it's not mine. Now, I can't represent the myriad of different views of different students that in everything I do, but you don't represent anyone at all by just sitting on the fence. The best thing you can do is try to advance the principles your constituents elected you on. And that's what we're doing here. So finally, I'd like to say, if you'd just permit me, a word on my own behalf. I got my degree in history, so I tend to take my heroes from history. You can imagine how popular I was at school. But one of the historical figures I most admire is John Adams. And I'm actually reading a biography of him at the moment. During the American Revolution, a man called Thomas Paine, incidentally held an honorary degree from St Andrews, wrote a scolding treatise called Common Sense, detailing everything that he thought was wrong with British rule, and going much more further and being much more personally insulting than any of the founding fathers. On reading this, Adams remarked that Paine seemed to have a far greater talent for tearing things down than building them up. John Adams went on to be the second president of the United States and is remembered as the intellectual godfather of American democracy. Thomas Paine, went on to lose all his money and to be remembered, to quote a venerable historian, as the crazy guy who wrote Common Sense. My point is this. It's much harder to build something up than to tear something down. But it also deserves a hell of a lot more respect. Yes, come on, Pat and Sonny are not the second coming. They're not even the only ones to do something good in St Andrews this week.
Yeah.
Those of us who've been around the union will see the fantastic work being done by those organising Disability Awareness Week. It's a brilliant job. But this doesn't change the fact that Sonny and Pat have done a good thing. And in challenging 30 guys who are putting a hell of a lot of pressure on them to sit down and shut up, they've done a courageous thing as well. Now, obviously, there are going to be things that we're not going to think are perfect about the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. That's the case with any organisation. There are a hell of a lot of things I don't think are perfect about the union, either. My job performance, to start with. But the opportunity we have here is to contribute. Sonny and Pat have asked students for ideas and opinions on how the Kate Kennedy Fellowship should work. You want to know the way to absolutely make sure that the fellowship is unsatisfactory to as many people as possible? Sit smugly on the sidelines and criticise. You want to know the way to make it work best for all of us? Get involved. Have an opinion. Contribute in a positive way. Sure, it's not the be-all and end-all, but it doesn't mean it's not a good thing. Sure, I hope it's not the biggest positive impact that any of us will make in our lives, but it is the positive impact we get to make now. I'm certainly going to be taking that chance. I want to finish by showing you this. It's a copy of the rectorial addresses for the past 100 years. I'm not going to read it all. The myth goes that the Kate Kennedy Club was founded after students were inspired by J.M. Barrie's address entitled Courage. So I thought I'd finish by reading a bit. So a passive attitude of distrust, he says, will not help anyone very much. Indeed, he mocks it, saying, "Hell hath no fury like a non-combatant." But it's actually his opening lines I really want to share. "Ladies and gentlemen, even in those two words, I see what a change has come over the Scottish universities since my days. There were no girl undergraduates then, but I congratulate and applaud you on winning your scarlet gowns. As far as I'm concerned, if you're good enough to be at this university, then you're good enough to have the opportunity to take part in every single aspect of it." Yeah. And that's why I'm supporting the Kate Kennedy Fellowship.
Thank you, Sam, for his speech, and I welcome Kate Andrews, Rector's Assessor and Official Representative of the Rector of the University.
This is the first formal occasion for which I've been asked to speak on behalf of the Lord Rector, Alistair Moffat, and thus I did begin to wonder how an audience would react to a very American female student speaking on behalf of a fundamentally Scottish Lord Rector. But I find it suiting that at tonight's debate, being my first opportunity to speak on his behalf, as I believe this debate is about to be characterized by many people who feel a person's capability is not determined by their background or gender. I'd like to begin by referring to the Rector's statement released a few days ago, which confirms his unwavering support for the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. It reads, "Now that the new Kate Kennedy Fellowship has been established with the explicit aim of admitting women students so that their works and talents can enrich all their activities, I have resigned as a life member from the Kate Kennedy Club and will now support enthusiastically the establishment of the new fellowship and all the good things it proposes." Earlier on in the statement, Alistair refers to the club as it was in the 1970s and asserts that the club was a different institution and the world was a very different place. The club's interview process was a series of hecklings held in the old union. And the rule of thumb was, whoever could survive the hecklings was welcomed into the club. At the time, the club was more open to admitting male students of various socioeconomic backgrounds. Alistair himself could not have attended university if his fees had been paid for by the Scottish local council. However, at the time, the club had a policy of excluding foreigners. Alistair took it upon himself to be a mover and a shaker, and worked to get a variety of international students into the club over his 4 years. But while he may be pleased with what he accomplished as a student, he could not be more inspired by the two former KK members who have taken it upon themselves to create a far better legacy and a more inclusive legacy for the Kate Kennedy traditions. So, for all of you in the audience tonight who've shown your support for the Kate Kennedy Fellowship or have expressed a similar opinion that St. Andrew's tradition should be and must be inclusive to all students, void of any discrimination. And the Lord Rector and myself sincerely thank you and ask you to speak up tonight and voice your support for the fellowship as well. I do know, however, that some of you out there will have more reservations than others. Some of you, I'm sure, are feeling concerned, skeptical, and even apathetic towards the current movement. So for those of you that are concerned, even worried, that this movement is putting valuable university traditions at risk, I ask you to understand that the issue of exclusion of women from the KK has dominated the club in recent years as they have become ever more embattled. This has meant that all the good things the club used to stand for have been pushed aside. In their vehement resistance to change, the aims of the KK have become lost, and their ability to act as guardians of the town has greatly diminished. The procession has become an event that many in this town don't participate in anymore because of the negative connotations associated with its organizers. The opening ball has become a scheme to sell freshers a higher price ticket, as opposed to the well-deserved celebration for all students of what it means to be a St. Andrean. And for those skeptical of the formation of the fellowship, perhaps because it still holds the name Kate Kennedy, I will assure you that the interview panel for the fellowship positions will be far more accountable than they have ever been in Kate Kennedy history. The panel will be comprised of a wide range of elected and appointed members of the student body, whose main aim will be to recruit fellows based on their ability instead of skills which enable them to be guardians of St. Andrew's tradition, regardless of age, background, or gender. And to those of you who are apathetic in your views towards the fellowship, it is to you who I appeal most of all. I find it very hard to believe that there is a student at this university who doesn't have some fondness, attachment, or even the slightest interest in tradition. This town's history has an overwhelming presence, and we feel it constantly. But as the KK Club has operated since 1926, the majority of students in St. Andrew's had not had full access to many of those traditions. So this is not a time for apathy. Is a time to bring students' rights, specifically the rights of a St. Andrew student, to have the full St. Andrew's experience into the 21st century. And let me be clear, no tradition comes about by traditional means. The first procession in this town, held by St. Andrew students in the 1400s, which represented rebirth and reawakening, was condemned at the time by the university as being dangerous and useless. It would be such a shame if hundreds of years later, we made the same mistake in calling it useless. This movement, this fellowship, is far from useless. It is right. It is inclusive. It is recognizing that everyone in this room is equal. And through the support of the university, the principal, the Scottish Parliament, the SRC, the Processions Committee, and of course the Lord Rector himself, it is time, finally, that we share those traditions with every member of the student body. So to conclude, Alistair would like me to reiterate his unequivocal and wholehearted support for Pat and Sunny, and invites me to invite you tonight to join in not only in the fellowship, not only as a member, an equal member of this university, but to invite you to join in their joy. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Patrick indicated he would want to wait to make his speech later, so we'll hear his contributions later. We're going to move on now to open up the debate to the floor. But before that, I'd like to make a couple of comments about how this is going to run. Now, the society, the debate society, has a claim to being one of the oldest in the world. And while not all of our traditions have been as progressive as some, God knows, one of the main ones is that to allow every student in the university to speak his or her mind in an open forum. This is actually the one oath the convener makes when he or she is placed on the chair I'm sitting on, to guard the right of any student to speak his or her mind on an issue of public importance. This is one of the greatest opportunities we've had this year to raise an issue that's of relevance to all the university students. I would like to, what's going to happen now is I'm going to allow you, you're going to raise your hands, I'm going to select people, and you can either direct a question directly to one of the members, to make a statement saying your views on the subject, or you can just suggest an alternative argument altogether about why this may not be as relevant, or why maybe we're missing some of the point. The key point here is it's supposed to be, this is the public venue to discuss this, your views as opposed to secret press conferences and SRC meetings. So with that in mind, who would like to start?
Corey, for the news. So I will just like to say that I will be against the motion tonight. Not because I don't think that the university and his traditions are not belonging to everyone, but because I think that it started from the wrong point. It started from asking a club to include everyone. While it could have started by asking a club to create another body or to open just a section of it, just change the guardian of the tradition to another body before asking to open the club to women. There is another club in St. Andrews which is only women and refusing access to men. They don't pretend to be guardian of the tradition, but they are not asked to be open to everyone either. So I think another option would have been to ask these two clubs to collaborate on keeping the tradition or to create something from the start saying, we are keeping the tradition. We don't ask you to change your rules. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Can you state your name for the minute? Lady over there, yes.
Hello, I'm Jenna Al-Ansari. Firstly, I realise my T-shirt says I care. It has nothing to do with today. Unfortunate moment. I'm from Bahrain, and that's a country in the Middle East, for those who don't do geography. I come from a society where the outfit I'm wearing now could get me arrested. I come from a society where not being a virgin means that I cannot live in a lot of buildings, where I can't get married to a respectable man. I live in a society where in an office someone can pinch my ass and call me a slut, and that's absolutely acceptable. I live in a society where women have very few rights. I live in a society where female circumcision is commonplace, where there is no minimum age of marriage. I live in a society where most of the women in this room would have no opportunity to sit here right now. So, not being allowed in the KK when I arrived was not my biggest priority. I didn't think to myself, oh, I can't go in a parade. I don't want to act like this is the concern and center of my life. Certainly not. But you women here who've grown up in societies where it's been equal for you, maybe you're those who disagree with the idea that women should be allowed in the KK. Have a moment to appreciate the fact that you're allowed that opinion. Have a moment to appreciate you're allowed to have an education that will enable you to verbalise it. Be happy that you're not married at 9 years old like my grandmother was. I live in a society where women are excluded because of their genitalia and not because of who they are. And like it or not, that is exactly what the KK rule is. It is not about who you are. It is about your set of genitalia. That is ridiculous.
I don't know if we're standing ovation at the end. Any other guests? Sir, over there.
Hello, my name is Peter Aiken. I'm actually covering this event for the same. I know it's meant to be a debate, but today I received some information which I think I want to share right now. And afterwards, I think you'll agree with me that this idea of a Kate Kennedy Fellowship is not only just good to include female members, but also to start fresh and create a new practice. But today I received this information from an anonymous source saying, very recently, the development offices received a large sum of public money raised by the Kate Kennedy Club. The movement within the club to donate this money came from a certain individual who works for that same development office. It has been confirmed that all this money was transferred to his bank account and was left to his private discretion. The entirety of this public money is now being used to fund the installation of a bench on private university grounds upon which will be inscribed an honorific to the gentlemen of the Kate Kennedy Club. I don't believe that this should be a debate anymore. I think that the formation of the fellowship is nothing but good news, and I fully support it.
Last week, you said it was an anonymous source.
Yes.
Thanks, Manuel. I'm Ruth for the minutes, which these guys know. I stand before you, ladies and gentlemen, not only as a female student, but as an active member of the Union Debating Society and a university ambassador, and someone that entered this university through the widening access schemes that we run. That's why I'm now an ambassador myself. And I do not support the fellowship, okay? I believe we do need a new body to safeguard our university traditions. I believe the KKC is highly regrettable and should not be encouraged to continue any longer. But I feel that retaining the name Kate Kennedy, as well as the process we've talked about to do with the fellowship, is wrong. I'd offer a counter proposition for you here. I would say that rather than founding this new fellowship, this new society, we form a new subcommittee of the association along the same lines as UDS, with an officer that reports directly to the SRC, just as Emmanuel does for us, an officer for traditions with an elected board behind them, the same as UDS, rather than this interview panel. We do not need an interview panel to get competent board members. Ours are elected, and I'm sure you will agree you're more than competent. This is far more democratic and far more open. All students will be able to, you know, participate in these elections and participate in the running of this committee and the work of it. Just as you're all members of UDS, you'll be all members of this subcommittee, yet it would not carry the baggage of the name Kate Kennedy, which is too associated with the misogynistic practices that have taken place. Further to this, it's not merely the name that the fellowship is continuing. There are too many former KKC members such as the gentleman here who founded it, such as the fact that I believe I've read many press articles on this from various sources to try and get a balanced view, that former KKC members are being given priority in terms of applying for the fellows positions. I feel that if we were to form a new subcommittee, yes, they could participate as individuals, not as former KKC members. There's a difference here. I believe we need a new body, we need to move forward, but we need to abandon the name KK. Thank you.
It's a good time to get some right of reply, I think. But
can we just clarify a point of information?
It's from the KK Press.
It's very KK Fellowship
Press. 5 points exactly.
On the name Kate Kennedy, which a lot of people see as stained or as tarnished because of its recent history, that name actually comes from the name of the niece of a bishop who founded St. Salvador's College, Bishop Kennedy. And the reason the name is used today is because the bells that hang in St. Salvador's Chapel, one of them's name is Catherine, and that is why it comes back. And how do I know all of this? I know all of this because one of the great things about the old Kate Kennedy Club is as you go through, as you apply, as you try to cover, however broken that process is, a great part of it is that you spend weeks learning hard, studying all day the history of the town and of the university. And yes, as you do this, this process, while it is unusual, while it is doesn't involve some bureaucratic committee, while it doesn't involve this, that, or the other, it is a part of some greater body that is committed to many, many more diverse, different, and no less important things. As you go through this process, in my own experience, the town came alive for me. It absolutely lit up. Things that you would never appreciate, things you could never imagine. Did you know, right adjacent to where we're standing right now, there's a bush that people think was planted by Queen Mary of Scots, their own hands. Things like this. As you walk through the town each and every day, where you go to Tesco, where you go anywhere else, these things come to life. And because you have these things, they inspire you. They make you determined. And that is why it's an essential part of whoever now comes into this new fellowship. Because they show a dedication to the cause and make sure you stay straight and narrow. And while apathy may rule the day on whoever takes this over, this is a safeguard against that. This makes sure these traditions, the reason we're standing here, continue, but they're continued by everyone. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to clear up a slight point of information. It's a lovely idea that the union go and rob the KK of all their stuff and make a subcommittee. We can't do that. We do not have the power to run around taking people's things. All right. What happened was this came from the Kate Kennedy Club itself. The members of the club split off and decided to form this. What I think is great is that we now all get thrown open, so we all get to make it what we want as well. So I reckon, instead of saying, yeah, it's not exactly how I would have done it myself, what I thought of in my bedroom, like, take a minute. Take a minute and get involved and say, right, I want to make it better in this way. Yeah, I'll compromise, but at least I'm going to have a say, at least I'm going to do something positive. Not, I don't like it, so I'm throwing the toys out the pram. Thank you, Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen, first I'd like to apologise for my late arrival and apologise to interrupting our excellent speaker, Director of Representation Sam Fowles, and for not being able to hear our previous speakers. Luckily, was able to hear from the Director's Assessor. Let me first say that anything, in my opinion, which undermines and which drives a death knell in the assimilation and the formation of male-only clubs in Scotland in this day and age, in the 21st century, is a good thing. Okay? And if the Scottish Parliament can say it, and the Labour Party can say it, and the SNP can say it, and the principal can say it, then we can say it too, as the SRC and as the university body and as its students. Now, I've preferred to counsel opinion on this from students over the last couple of days. I don't like to rush into things as the Student Association President. I don't like the SRC to rush into things. Hence why I have had some problems with the process of how this has come about. Okay? And I don't think it's a shame to say that. Okay? I don't think it's something that we have to be embarrassed about. And if we are opening this up, and if this is the closed doors of Kate Kennedy being opened up to the university population, to decide on its future, to decide on the future of that tradition, then all opinions here have to be valid. And all directions too of the Kate Kennedy Fellowship, or whatever body inherits the traditions of the university, should also be valid. So I applaud the statement that's been made earlier by Ruth, which I think is excellent and is also very courageous, to come forward and say, there's nothing wrong with democracy. There's nothing wrong with these robes being worn because they've been won through election. What's wrong with that appointment process? It's the fairest out there and it's the most democratic. That should still form part of the discussions we've moved forward to say, what will it be composed of? How will the membership be elected or chosen or appointed? Okay, that's not to say that appointment itself is a bad thing, or that it never happens, or that it's shameful, or that it's not right. Okay, but what it does say is that I believe in democracy. I think many people in this room do too, and that the new club, opposite to what has gone before, where it's been shut off not only to women, to more than half of this university's population, but also I would wager on many people of another class. Okay, those who don't form part of an old boys' network. Which is why I look forward to working with everyone who has been brave enough to come together and not just think about things in their own heads, but to come together and form this new exciting group. Okay, so yes, we shouldn't just be sniping from the sidelines if people are. We shouldn't just be cynical. We should form part of that conversation in the debate. So yes, everyone should come along on Monday and discuss it. But my opinion is, and my advice is, that this should be as open as possible, okay? Issues like old members of the KK being automatically allowed in, I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that, and I'm not afraid to say it here, okay? So I'd like to say, also commend the members here, but also inject a little bit of dose of humility, okay? And I'm sure they wouldn't mind either, and Sam Fowles has already mentioned, there's many other brave people in this university, many other courageous ones, who labour in the shadows, who organise Disability Awareness Week, who raise money for charity. I've heard from tonight from a Palestinian prisoner and hunger striker. Now that's bravery as well, okay? I've heard from the SRC who passed a motion last week in aid of the Saudi blogger Hamza Kashkari, who's awaiting the death penalty for freedom of speech on religion, okay? Why wasn't that in the newspapers? I wish it was. I wish it was, and I wish it was making the headlines. And hopefully in the St Andrews that we are forging now, that we're forging in the Students' Association, that we're forging with the help of our brave fellows here who've came from the Kate Kennedy Club, that those are the kind of stories, and the unsung heroes will now be the ones who will be getting praise in St Andrews as we all work together to make it a much fairer place, open to people from all classes, all backgrounds, all gender, and all ages.
Association president for that statement. Before we move on to other arguments, is there anyone from the floor that wants to add to the discussion about an elected body to handle the traditions? Any counterpoints, any further ideas? Kelsey Gold.
Kelsey. Mine's quite similar. It's to ask Patrick and Sam. I think there's been a lot of confusion about how the union and the new KK fellowship are going to work together. You've just clarified, Sam, that it's not going to be a subcommittee, but is it going to be a society? Is it going to be an affiliated society? How are we all automatically members? You keep mentioning support over and over again. Is it just going to be public support? Is it going to be monetary support? How is that all going to work? I just think there's been a lot of confusion.
May I clarify?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, Kelsey, it's not going to be a society. It's not going to be a subcommittee. It is an independent body. It's a different thing. It's not part of the union. Okay? Let me be very clear about that. When we're talking about support, of course we're not talking about money. Money from the union goes to affiliated societies, to subcommittees. We're talking about the support in saying, these guys are doing a good thing. And yeah, because they're not the only ones doing a good thing, that doesn't mean they're not doing a good thing. That's the sort of support I'm talking about. So that's the sort of support I'm going to give.
My name's Inez Gordon, and I'd like to say, first of all, I don't have very much respect for the KK, and I don't have very much respect for the KK Fellowship either. I'm sorry, guys, because the idea that, as Patrick's just made clear, the idea that you're brave is utterly ridiculous. Who are the KK? They're nothing. They just run around in ties and do stuff, and they're all perfectly nice individuals. And if we're talking about representation, the KK have been completely and utterly shoved to one side this week and had a really difficult time. And the idea that you were brave and standing up to them is ridiculous, because you are allowed to talk about women in the club. And what you've forged by breaking away is that you've created a rift between you and the KK. And the reason why the KK aren't here tonight is they can't be, because they have to clear up the mess that you've made. Now, what would be far more useful is if you had spoken with the club, and then the club as a whole could have come up with an idea more like the fellowship, than you even have. Because the KK still exists, and now you've created a rivalry between the fellowship and the KK club that is pointless.
Point of order. Thank you very much for your contribution. Have you ever read the Kate Kenny Club's constitution?
No, I haven't, but I live for the president.
Do you?
That a lot.
So you're to live with the president. Do you know what phrase gets you kicked out or how you use to resign from the club? Do you know what that phrase is?
No, I do not.
I propose female membership to the Kate Kennedy Club.
Shame.
That's how.
I appreciate your statement as well. I recognize that there has been a rift in this town and that for the next couple months that could cause a problem, but to me, the statement that the KK this week has had a really hard time and that the reason that they're not here right now is because they have to clean up the mess that these boys have made. I'm sorry, when did proposing women become a problem that one has to clean up?
No, it's the way you went about it. It's the way
order.
That it's not women.
Sorry, order.
I'm well aware that, and these boys will testify, that when they went in, they did not go in to propose the fellowship. They went in to propose women, and speaking specifically on behalf of the rector, I can tell you for certain that he said that if he repeated what came out of some of those men's mouth when he was in the room, they'd never get a job. Now, that's as far as I'm going to go into it, because I don't think it is right to bash these people more than necessary, but that's all I'm going to say about that. But in terms of they're not here right now because they're having a really hard time, how long does it take one to come around to the idea that we should be ethically and morally open to the idea that women can be treated equal? That's how I see that situation.
Hi, my name's Freddie Ford, and I'm a fourth year at Northampton student, and I've just recently completed my dissertation on the student experience in St Andrews, so sorry if this is a bit boring, but I'll try and avoid it. I also want to thank Inez for what she just said, because I think I'm still going to build on that.
But in 1876, there were 130 students in this university, and the university came very close to shutting. And I think it's very symbolic that in exactly that same year, something called the Lady Literate in Arts scheme was established. Now, I don't know if anyone here is familiar with the LLA, but between 1876 and when it shut in the 1920s, there were 36,000 women who received university-level education from cities all over the world. Now, this is at a time when the university student population doesn't get above 200. In January 7th January 1897, Miss Watson was elected to the SRC. She was the head of the Women's Debating Society, the Women's Representative Council. And that's for 31 years before women were allowed to vote. But I want to reorientate this debate because I don't think this is an issue only about gender. And this is where I'm building what I think Inez was, relates to what Inez was saying. This is not about who runs which events, and this is not about gossip. This is about protecting the unique student experience that we all hold and cherish. But why are these traditions so important? Are they stuffy, archaic, and no longer relevant? No, I think they are the result of our unique age and position in this tiny town. In fact, we are, since our establishment, the smallest university town. I heard on a conference in the weekend, possibly in Europe and possibly in the world, there seems to be no other comparable institution. They are the connections and celebrations and lessons that we've learned and activities that we enjoy. And I think the really important point here is, think about the family, academic families, think about May Day, think about the gown. These are all things that we do ourselves. There's no university organisation as there is for families in Durham, Oxford and Cambridge. And I think that's important that we live and experience and breathe these things ourselves every day. This is about protecting the unique student experience that we all hold and cherish. When I went to what's called KK Meet and Drinks, which the girls obviously won't know about, but it's basically an opportunity for... well, it's a salient point. but it's an opportunity for men interested in joining the KK. And when I went to those drinks, that moment, the KK did a lot for me. A lot. And it was for them opening up the interest in the history about this town and this university that I'm so immensely passionate about it today. And I always will be. It was a gateway, the things Pat mentioned, one of the good things, at least, was it was a gateway for me to understand these sorts of things. But for somebody who went to a prestigious public school, who's never really had to worry about the kind of things that were mentioned earlier and have been mentioned elsewhere, I walked into that room and felt uncomfortable. And that's, I think, quite a strange thing. If I feel uncomfortable with my background, I wonder how other people might feel. And I commend, I believe there was a girl who went to these drinks dressed as a man, which I think is very easy. But I don't want to take away from the incredible things that the KK have done in the past and have contributed to me at least and to all of us in some ways in the procession. But there was something that one of the members said there that day which really, really stuck with me and I don't think will ever leave me and I think is really important today. And I asked, what is the most important issue facing the KK over the next 3 years? And I was, of course, thinking of my own potential membership. And he sort of sat there and thought about it and then just said, to remain relevant. Incidentally, this is not the first time there's been a bit of a rift or an upset. In fact, the very society that we're all meeting here for today, as you know, 1794, it's on the front of one of your sheets. It used to actually be two separate debating societies, the Classical Society and the Literary Society. And essentially, one of them met here, and I believe the other one met upstairs. And there was quite a hot rivalry between the two institutions. But they came together in the 1890s because essentially they formed their views, they've become irrelevant. And they came together and formed what is now the UDS, and continues that tradition from 1794 because they recognised what was important. And it's a result of that union, that coming together, that it's still here today for us all to enjoy. But my point is, I don't want fighting in the streets, and I will not allow... well, I'm metaphorically as well. But I do not want fighting in the streets, and I will not allow our unique and very important heritage to be damaged. I do not want all of these things that I talk about to be sullied by any sort of anger that's going to come out of this. If we forget these important values, if they cease to remain relevant, then we have lost something vital to what makes the town such a wonderful place. Let us please, in the debate that continues, please do not allow that these traditions are damaged.
because, you know, they stand out with this argument, they stand out with all sorts of associations, they stand out with opinions.
Conclusion of your argument.
Let's not let them be damaged in the middle of all of this.
Clarification, I think that when we merged, the two debating societies merged, bankruptcy had something to do with it. Fire in the back, the right.
Yeah.
Timmy Bolton, yes,
oh,
the
me.
Bear. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm Jim Bolton. I'm the Societies of St. Andrews. I represented 160 societies, various things, Doctor Who to management and. I see them as equal. I see constitutions coming every day, want to change little things, and at the top of every one it says, this society is open to every single matriculated student at this university. Now I'm aware that the Kay Kennedy Club is not and has never been a society affiliated with the union, but I don't think that statement is controversial. I don't think that statement is invalid. I do not think that statement is something that can be argued with. I don't think that this argument should be dragged into a slugging match, into a into a thing where the new club and the old club exchange a war of words and it gets steadily dragged into the mud. I think we should look forward and say that this new Kit Kennedy Fellowship is a credit to our future reputation. Let's not talk of stains on old reputation. Let's look at the future and what this fellowship could become. I think it's a unique opportunity for students at this university, a unique opportunity for us here now. I am so frankly pissed off that I'm a fourth year right now. That I have to walk in here with the gown on my arms, because I wish this had happened when I started. I wish this was happening back in 2007, before I even came here. This is so long overdue. And although I think there are some quite right discussions had so far today about whether this should be elected, whether it should be appointed, whether it should be appointed by elected people, whether it should be elected by appointed people, I don't think now is the time to really worry about that. Not time to quibble about details, it's time to make a stand. And that is why I'm supporting the motion this evening.
Lady in the back, followed by the Director of Student Development Activities.
Hi, my name is Celia Rosman. I was wondering about the idea of tradition. You've made a lot about how they uphold the sense of tradition, which I fully support, but I'm wondering at what point the old club have said that they are the only ones capable of upholding the tradition, ones capable of holding anything to do with tradition. What's to stop any student going down to the library and reading everything that you have to do in your interview? Why can't we all do that? As a woman, I've been quite heavily involved in the procession for the last 2 years. I got asked if I could help out, and I said, of course, why couldn't I want to? I've seen it, but I've also been behind backstage. I walked in, one of the only girls, I'll admit that, into a kind of sea of semi-naked men as they get changed. And it was kind of not as appealing as I'd hoped. At the end of the day, it was something really exciting. It's been part of that tradition, and it was because I'd volunteered myself to go and do it, not because I joined a club or had made friends with the right people. I had gone and said, ask me, and I said, yeah, you know what, I'd love to. So I don't understand why we have to start something new when it's up to us to become involved.
One short reply from the table.
I think it's really great to hear someone's good experience, especially a good female experience that she's had with the Kay Kennedy Club. Because one big point that I'd like to press is that there is so much good in what Kay Kennedy stands for, which is why I unfortunately disagree with your point. I think the name Kay Kennedy is important to the university and needs to carry on. But I suppose my question to you, I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Celia.
My question to you, Celia, is do you not find something uncomfortable about the fact that they will take your help when they need it, but they will refuse to include you when they don't? That's what makes me feel uncomfortable about the situation, is that, sure, there are moments to volunteer yourself, and they'll happily take it, but they won't give much back. In terms of the procession, it's a general thought by the processions committee that it's been getting worse and worse every year, that traditions aren't actually being upheld in this town as well as they could be. So in terms of what they are giving back, okay, well, they're giving something back, but maybe if we open that up to every student at the university, they'd be able to give a lot more back. And I'm personally uncomfortable by the fact that they will take and not give.
David Graves, I stand here tonight wearing the traditional garb of the debate attendee and the traditional garb of a sabbatical of the Students' Association. And as such, I hope it's apparent that I would never condone the tearing down of tradition in pursuit of some wayward notion of progress. That is, so long as that tradition, whilst harking to the past, also speaks to the here and now. And it is with that in mind that I would like to make my point. I voted in favour of the foundation of the fellowship at the SRC on Monday, and I absolutely wholeheartedly welcome that motion. Given that I've spent much of the last 5 years in a desperate and frankly largely fruitless attempt to insinuate myself into the company of women, I've always found it rather odd that anyone would volunteer themselves into a society which precludes their presence. Nonetheless, we're fortunate enough to live in Britain to have the freedom to associate with who we please, and as such, I have no problem whatsoever with the concept of an all-male social club, however much I may not want to be part of it personally. However, the real problem I have with how the KK Club operates at present is one of equality of opportunity, because the KK, as it stands, is much more than a social club, and I think that's something we've really got to grasp. It represents the opportunity to organise two of the three major student balls and of all of the related experience building and CV boosting that that confers. It also represents the opportunity to be at the heart of one of St Andrew's most vital and living traditions, the KK procession. It is because I believe these opportunities belong in the hands of the entire St Andrew's community, regardless of gender or social class, that I lend support to the fellowship with the proviso that the constitution is forthcoming, transparent and satisfactory.
Hi, I'm Philip Hughes. I'd just like to return to an early point about this point about current members of the Cape Kennedy Club being given kind of priority membership. And I agree with a lot of the points that people have already raised, that we should be supporting something that stands for the future rather than quibbling about points like this. I just wanted to kind of make a few points about this, about what I think the principle that is trying to be raised here. I think it was Dumbledore who said that it takes a great deal of courage to stand up to your enemies, but even more so to stand up to your enemies. For that reason, I award 10 house points to And obviously, I agree with Inez as well that there has been obviously hurt on both sides in this. But for people to stand up for their principle is great. For people to stand up and do anything that is courageous, as Patrick has so eloquently and more eloquently than I can put it, has said, is brilliant. We should be commending everything that Sam has said. But I think this idea that all members are still allowed to come in, what we're inviting people to do is to agree with what we're doing here. We're not saying, just because you're in the old club, you're naturally evil, you're the spawn of the devil, everything that you did was horrible, all that money that you gave to charity was probably through selling slaves or something. We've heard everybody defend things they've done, you know, and said how brilliant things they've done are. I'm sure there are loads of people who are in that organisation who agree with the points that Pat and Sonny have brought forward. And yet, if we want to bring them forward and into this organisation, then that is fantastic, and I think we should support that. So I think the Kate Kennedy Fellowship is a great thing for the future, full of principles which everybody in this university can agree with.
Why keep your speeches short, at least with blurred in relation to relevance?
I just need to comment slightly on the lack of the KK here. They are not here because they do not feel accountable to us. We are the university. They are upholding our traditions and our history. They're not here. They're not accountable.
About preserving the traditions, and I was wondering how the Kate Kennedy Fellowship was going to preserve the greatest event and tradition of them all, the procession, without the backing of the Kate Kennedy Trust, who own the coaches and the costumes.
Can we get a reply from the Kate Kennedy Fellowship first before we move to the next point?
Sure thing. I haven't stood up and spoken apart from my first statement because this has been very much for me wanting to hear what people are saying. But called upon right now, I'd like to quickly take the opportunity to thank everybody who has stood up for their very eloquent and erudite statements. I'd also like to say, on the subject of how we can support the procession, the Kate Kennedy Fellowship is in a wonderful position, a great position, to put on the best procession the university has ever seen. And we have the support of the university to do so. Now, what the trust's position is, I don't know, because they still have to meet. I've spoken to members personally, and I'm enthused by some of their responses, but what they have to meet and decide is their business, and I respect that. But let's not get away from the fact that with university support, we can all get behind this and put on an incredible procession together.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a slightly different speech from everyone else because, to be blunt, I don't care that much about the Kate Kennedy Club or the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. Hey. And you know what? I think I've got to say to you today that I think the fact that this scene has got so much attention is harmful for the Edinburgh University. So first of all, on its relevance. I think, to be honest, for the vast majority of St Andrews students, the Kate Kennedy Club is already irrelevant. The ball, I've never been to the May Ball, I don't care that much about processions. The things that are relevant to me are the digging up on Market Street, the Union Bar prices, fees, house prices, stuff like that. Now, why do I think this is harmful? Because when all this media attention, all this internal attention is being focused on this tiny group of people who, let's to be blunt, represent a tiny group of stereotypical St Andrews students, this is more of the Will and Kate effect. This is more of this idea of St Andrews as this tiny, strange place, rather than this diversity that it should be. And I think just because it is irrelevant, I think this emphasis on it is harming our image and harming us as a group. Now, just finally, I want to talk about tradition. Because we've heard a lot about this idea that Kate Kennedy Club are there to preserve our traditions. But tradition isn't a stone tablet guarded by athletes. Tradition is a living thing. Tradition is what you do every day. Tradition is just some silly little jokes that build up over generations. Tradition rises and falls with the people who believe it. Now, I've been in the debate inside for longer than I'm willing to admit in public.
4 years.
Now, the thing is, traditions I've seen when I was a first year, I loved, have faded away. New traditions have risen up. And that is one of the greatest things about these traditions. These are not things that we are forced to do out of some obscure sense of duty. I don't wear gowns or make silly remarks because I feel it is my duty to uphold the traditions. I do them because it is fun. Things like academic families we do because they are fun. And we shouldn't be preserving tradition just because of its strange age and trivial importance. Traditions, like anything else, should be judged by how they affect the student body and the good they do us all. So I'm going to move to the section. Thank you.
Before moving on back to the table to hear some replies. Gentleman with the glasses.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow students, I most particularly speak to the students here. I am a part of the SRC. I am a member for international students, and I try to represent them as such. The emergency meeting on Monday was called even though there was a meeting on Tuesday, a regular meeting. On my question about us hearing out the members of the newly formed KKF and the members of the KKC was replied with to be short-sighted, even though any decision taken upon about any society has to involve the society, has to be invited in order to provide a reply.
On a point of information, that's not the case.
We'll hear him first, and then you have right to reply.
Check your procedure.
Order, please. We'll hear him finish his speech, and then we'll have right to reply. Please, carry on.
Yes. What I would call you upon is to realise that at the front of this room, we have the elected members of the Student Association. We have the elected members of the Debating Society, who are, we all are a part of it. We all are members of it. And unfortunately, for myself being a fourth year, I have not been enough in this room hearing out the debates that are going on. But unfortunately, that's my problem. The thing I'm trying to get over to you is that at the front of the room you have elected members and you have the heads of all of you at the moment who you do not know, who you have not elected, who have been initially appointed by the KKC, which is being criticised at the moment. They are the heads of the whole of the student body here, because all of us have been automatically, or are about to be automatically, memberized into this new fellowship. I'm not sure how any of you feel about this, but for me to stand below a person who has pledged to uphold certain traditions, and he knew what those traditions were, for him, for a person like that, who has pledged to do so, and instead of doing so, has gone away and did something of his own, I'm not sure whether I want to be somebody under that person. Yeah. Especially in a situation which has not been discussed and nobody was given a right of reply, as the Debating Society gives someone here. Thank you.
Yeah. Gentleman over there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree there is a lot of sort of weirdness about how this is running and all that kind of thing. But nevertheless, I think the impression that the new students get at this university when they arrive is really important. And I think it'd be a much better university if when they arrived, if they went to the opening ball or the freshers' fair, they weren't greeted with the bunch of people who were into upholding the traditions and stuff. If those people weren't just 30 guys in chinos, but they were anyone who was into upholding traditions, and anyone who wasn't traditional, and that was their thing, I think that'd be much better. That's what I have to say.
Here, the right to reply as short as possible, to under 1 minute, preferably. First from Patrick O'Hare.
Partly this, my final words, maybe... slightly less enthusiastic than our panel members, because I know there'll be a lot of enthusiasm, so I'll speak slightly more cautiously. And I agree with John's point for a minute, and say that for all those students who don't feel that enthused at the moment, or that enthusiastic, or that passionate about the history of St Andrews, and about what's happening with the Kate Kennedy Fellowship, or what's going to happen to the Kate Kennedy Club, as president of the Student Association, who represents all students, I just want to say to you, that's okay, you know? That's okay. You don't need to feel passionate about history as Freddie does, you know, and he obviously does. You don't need to feel as passionate about organising the procession and the ball as Pat does and as Sonny does, okay? And that's all right, because you shouldn't be put off by saying, okay, I'm coming to university because I care about my course, or I care about having a nice time with my friends, or I care about living by the sea. And maybe I don't care that much about the traditions. Nevertheless, St Andrews is a place which is tied to its traditions. And we do have academic families. And even people who come from a background where wearing a gown would be completely abnormal, you know, and something completely odd, they do get involved and they do get engaged. So I do think it's important, and it's highly important, that now for those ones who are passionate or who may become passionate... And they may now become passionate because the fustiness of the KK and the elitism of it and the gender discrimination can be washed away with the tide of East Sands or of West Sands. They may now, that will give them now the opportunity to get involved and to become as passionate if they so wish. And for those who say, well, what about the Lumsden Club, or what about clubs that where only girls can get together? Well, I would say it's not the same. They don't have the same connotations. Parliament itself...
used to be an all-male club. The decision-making bodies of this country used to be publicly all-male clubs. Then they became secret a lot of the time, all-male clubs. Okay? And all-female clubs don't have that same power dynamic. We live in a society where women are still discriminated against. Okay? And I don't think that should be happening in a body which is in any way associated with the University of St Andrews. And I'll end on this point, which is that we enjoyed a fantastic historical debate here just several weeks ago, and it was passionate. And I'm so happy today that we have a topical, lively, democratic debate here in St Andrews referring to our own future and how we want to take things forward. And I thank everyone for playing a part in that.
Thanks. I just want to start by congratulating John, to be honest. I think it shows a remarkable command of verbiage to talk for 5 minutes for something you say you don't care about. But no, he made a good point. You should uphold tradition because it's fun. But sometimes women find upholding tradition fun as well. And so I think we should just give them that opportunity. As far as Vladimir's point goes, for someone who is on the SRC and voted on this motion, it might have been good if you'd have read it first. These guys are not elected they're not the heads of the student body. You guys elect the Student Association president. That's this guy here, and I think he's just shown tonight why you elected him. Anyone can withdraw membership. This was not established by the SRC, and the SRC has absolutely no responsibility to hear testimony from every single side. We didn't, for instance, hear testimony from the Saudi government when we told them it's probably not a good idea to go executing people for writing things in papers. Perhaps we should have. On the issue of class, I think this is an opportunity to deal with that issue as well in the Kate Kennedy in the Kate Kennedy tradition. Yeah, I think it's a problem. And I think we should use the Kate Kennedy Fellowship to say, look at that problem as well. Let's make sure there's no class bias either. And on apathy, yeah, but just because you don't care about an issue, I don't think that means it's not a good thing. I'll give you an example. Patrick's been very passionate about the fact that, you know, Rangers are going down the toilet. I do not care about this. But he says it's a very good thing. Seriously. I'm going to finish on this. Freddie made a very good point about damaging heritage, and I agree. I don't want that heritage to be damaged either. I say when one group of people, just by virtue of birth, is excluded from bits of our heritage, I say that heritage is damaged because of that. So yeah, let's stop our heritage being damaged, let's mend our heritage, let's have a conversation, let's say what we want from this, and then let's live in a St Andrews where everyone can actually get involved in every bit of the student experience.
Clarify something about Vladimir's point. After consulting the minutes, I think what he actually said is that you guys are heads, whereas the KK Fellowship aren't elected. So that was his objection. Coming down to the platform of the KK Fellowship.
I guess this surrounds the question of apathy. Celia, was it? Yeah, you've probably been one of the people I've most enjoyed listening to speak tonight. Just, you embody everything that we hope this to be. You embody wanting to get involved, wanting to do this. And that still pertains to only people that want to get involved or want to embrace the tradition or want to really become part of it. As I understand, every member of the university is automatically a member of the Union Debate Society. Also Mermaids, is that true as well? I have never participated in either of these things. Until today. I'm sorry, I'm changing my mind quickly. I've never participated in either of these things ever. But nonetheless, I am so glad that I was once given the opportunity to do so. And that I can seize that opportunity if I should so want. And if you really find the idea repulsive that you could potentially want to serve tradition and put your hands to work, that is totally fine. And if you don't want to have anything to do with the tradition of the town as stands, and you still divorce that from the connotations of whatever the history of the Kate Kennedy Club is as an institution, that is fine. Wash your hands of it and opt out. But it's not really, in my mind, a massive issue.
In terms of what tradition is, tradition every day, yes, but some traditions are a lot of fun. But not only fun traditions matter. There's another tradition that was carried out by the Kate Kennedy Club that will continue to be carried out by the Kate Kennedy Fellowship called Martyr Service. Usually on February 29th, every fourth year when it's allowed, or the Sunday closest to it, that tradition is carried out where a wreath is laid on the spots where the martyrs of St. Andrews, Patrick Hamilton, George Wishart, were burned. It's a very somber and sad service. But at the end of the day, those people were ones that stood up for what they believed in and paid a much greater price than anyone ever will for an issue like this. But nonetheless, your ability to embrace it and your ability to welcome it should remain the same. And if you want to honor that memory, if that rings true with you, then very much so support the KK Fellowship. Be a member. And Celia, did you ever feel that when you were as walking the procession, was that all you wanted? Did you ever feel that that was enough for you? If it truly rang in your heart, was that enough for you?
Yeah, they said thank you.
And maybe that's so. But what you could, very much so, you could have, if you were as interested, going down to the archives, as you said, and you were interested in the opportunity to do more, you could have organized that procession. You could have taken care of the coaches. You could have pulled them up and you could have made sure every costume was just right. You could have made sure the daffodils that we collect every year were on there. You could have done so much more. And I have a problem with you being limited, standing in the procession, dressed up. And I want you to be able to do more if you want to.
We have a few floor speeches before closing the debate and moving to a vote. Lady in the back. Yeah, that's you.
I definitely, absolutely, 100% support like moving against misogyny and opening, broadening access, all that sort of thing. But there is one point which I'd like to make, which I am actually intrigued about, to be the devil's advocate. The motion, the clause mentioned in the KK sort of thing, where if you mention that women might join the KK in the picture, I'm intrigued as to why you didn't propose a motion to sort of get rid of that clause. And then spark the debate within the society. And then bring that. I mean, you know, it's a small point, but it just, you know, it just your motions as to wanting to do it. And I think they are admirable, you know, letting women into the club. But I also think it could have been done from within the club first. And if that didn't work, you've done that too. But, you know, still, well done.
Very second reply on why you didn't get a lawyer.
Very quickly on that point, I'm biting my tongue massively about the things that go on within the Kate Kennedy Club, because I love an awful lot of the individuals within that room. I totally, totally do. It's not about bashing people. It's not about bashing these people. It's not about bashing people who happen to wear chinos. It's about bashing an idea that all male is great, is okay, and that can perpetuate on all the different levels of society. I worked incredibly hard. I've seen other people work incredibly hard through that in their entire time in the club, more passionately than I did, maybe, but maybe not with the same results, because I saw them sidelined within the club when they tried to make this an issue, when they tried to put exactly what you just said on the table to the club. The rector tried to put it on the table to the club, we put it on the table to the club, and as a result, we've been kicked out, and that's the way it is.
A partner. Guys, we've heard a lot from Sam and Patrick tonight about like the democraticness of like this whole thing and how it's like great that it's going to be in the future, but like I've got kind of a major issue, because I was going through the SRC minutes earlier today, and we saw that like a lot of the SRC members like held reserves about being rushed into this so quickly. But we also know that SRC members, Sam, you told me this yesterday, knew about this a week in advance, like that something like this was going to happen. So if this is like such a big deal, an open democratic deal, why in the hell did we not hear about this a week before? Why in the hell were the SRC members not informed? That's like, I've just got a major problem with that kind of stuff. And especially when you ran on a campaign of like ending secrecy in the SRC.
Yeah.
Listen, Parker, you're a member of the stand. These guys were talking about the fact that they were dissatisfied with the Kate Kennedy Club for a week before. Fact is, I'm not going to put them on the St Andrews gossip mill for something that might even not even happen. We didn't know what was going to happen until these boys walked out of the club. You know, we had an inkling of what it might have been, and we anticipated that. but I'm not about to put two guys in the St. Andrew's Gossip Mill, however good it may be for, you know, selling papers, for something that's not necessary, for something that's not even going to happen. So I think there's a bit of decency about this and respecting people's right to think about something without being eviscerated for it before it's actually happened.
Just to make this really, really clear, their constitution is so strict that if any member of the KK had found out that they were planning on proposing women, they could have not let them into the room. This entire thing could have never, ever happened, and everyone would have been silenced in a way that they didn't want to be, because these boys wanted to give the KK a chance to elect, to vote to bring in women, which they did. If we had formed the SRC beforehand, that never, ever could have happened. So I think it was the right choice to make.
Two more floor speeches before we move to a vote. Yes.
I just wanted to say, I feel like this debate has been largely about two things. Those are tradition and reputation. I agree very much with Pat here, the idea that the average St. Andrew University student knows more about the history of Hogwarts than about their own university is off-rate. I also agree very much, though, with Patrick. I actually read this is not my usual daily reading, but an article in the Telegraph that seemed to suggest that this all came about because of something to do with the deft hands of the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, which is, of course, not the case. But at the same time, I feel like this is not really the issue now. The Kate Kennedy Fellowship has come into existence, whether we like it or not, and that did come about through the issue of gender, which has been what most of this debate has been about. But that is no longer really the issue. The issue is, unfortunately, what the Kate Kennedy Fellowship is going to do in the future, which I feel like is something that has not really been touched upon enough at this point. We're having a debate. The purpose of the debate, I was informed by this piece of paper as I walked in, is whether or not we're going to pledge our allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship, and I, for one, don't really know what that is. And I feel like I'm a fourth year here, and most of the first years, if there are indeed any in attendance here, which I don't particularly suspect, this is the Kate Kennedy Club has previously been guarding traditions that, for myself and for certainly anybody who came to this university after Louise Richardson took her stance on the club back in 2009, these are not really traditions that we feel like are part of our university lives here. These are traditions that are very much those of the KK. So I put it to the KK Fellowship that they need to demonstrate their relevance to the university, and they need to demonstrate what it is that they actually are purporting to do, and give us some sort of constitution or some sort of manifesto indicating what that is going to consist of. Thank you.
My name is Allie West, and I'm a first-year history student, and I am frankly terrified right now. But I would like to say that the reason I came to this university is because its tradition is so rich, and because it is so ancient. And I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to be able to present myself to be part of an organization that will uphold tradition, and I'm not sure how that is going to look. I'm not sure how the fellowship is going to look right now, but I can guarantee you that I'm thrilled to be a part of it and to be able to have a voice in how things are going to happen.
Application opens Monday.
Sure,
David.
Very short.
Sorry, I'm David again. I'm going to completely lower the tone now at the very end. Very quick question to the new Kate Kennedy Fellowship. So 3 years ago, as the head of Jazz Works, the Jazz Society at the Institute, I was invited to take part in the Kate Kennedy procession. I fired back an email saying, I'd be delighted to take part as long as there's a big piss-up at the end of the procession. I never got a reply, and I wasn't welcome to take part in the procession. Will there be a big booze-up at the end of your procession?
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, this procession is going to be the best procession the town has ever seen. You're going to have the best time, and if you want to have a big party afterwards, we're well behind you on that one.
And I will buy you your first drink.
We will now move to a vote. The motion before the House is that this House should pledge its allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. That means a fellowship that has been proposed by two ex-members of the Kate Kennedy Club, and it's going to be set up with every student as a member, not as a student society, but under the general guidance of the university, with every student as a member with the option to opt out. Those are the terms of the motion.
at the conclusion of this debate. For the motion that this House would pledge its allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship, we had an abstention of 44 votes, against 12, in favour of 106. I'd like to thank you all for coming, congratulate the Kate Kennedy Fellowship on success, and basically hope to see more of your debates. I hope this has reaffirmed why we have open sessions like this. The first is, if there's any complaint, especially against people who tend to support Kate Kennedy Club, about the way we've handled this, you can always email my superior, David Graves, and complain. But don't, but yeah. Aside from that, I'd like to thank you all for coming. And if there's any motion like this, any motion that's important to the students of the university you want to host an emergency debate about, send me an email. There's a provision in our constitution especially for that.